Take 2.
Unit 11. You must clean your bedroom before you go out. Part 1. Let's talk. Is there anything wrong with the bedroom?
The hat shouldn't be on the TV. We should put it in the wardrobe.
The lamp shouldn't be on the mat. We should put it...
The pen shouldn't be on the floor. We should put them...
Part 2. A role play.
Mom, can I go out and play with John?
Wait, let me see your room first. Oh, it's untidy and dirty. You must clean your bedroom before you go out.
Okay. Then, can I go out after I clean my room?
Sure.
All right. I'll do it quickly.
That's a good boy.
Mom, is it okay?
Yes, I think it's fine. You can go out now.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay, have fun. Part 6. Let's sing. Father works in a computer company. He goes to work very early.
Every morning, he works at a computer. He is very busy.
He always has his lunch at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sometimes, after lunch, he goes to visit an art museum.
In the evening, he often paints a few pictures before he goes to bed.
He often goes to heaven.
You must work hard at your lessons so that you can enjoy yourself. Part 2. Let's sing.
Wake in the morning, what's the time? Eat your breakfast, make a man. Your face doesn't sing. This is a
And answer. Where does Kevin's father work?
He works in a computer company.
When does he have his lunch?
He always has his lunch at 1 o'clock.
What does he do after lunch?
Sometimes, after lunch, he goes to visit an art museum.
What does he do before he goes to bed?
He often paints a few pictures.
Part 4. Look and read. Kevin likes animals. One cold winter morning, when Kevin opened the door, he saw a white cat sitting in front of the door.
Kevin called his parents, and they both came out quickly.
Kevin's mother and father picked up the cat and held it tightly.
They didn't know whose cat it was, but they quickly took the cat inside and put it in a warm place.
Kevin liked the cat very much. He told his father to keep the cat at home. But the cat's owner soon came to Kevin's house.
The owner took back the cat and thanked Kevin's family. The cat was very happy. But Kevin was a little sad.
Kevin's father said,
"Don't worry. I'll find you a cat. What color cat would you like?" "I'd like a white one."
On the following day, Kevin's father bought a little white cat. Kevin was very happy. Part 5. Let's chant.
I don't like carrots or peas in my soup. I don't like carrots, but I do love you. I don't like the tar or spiders in my shoe. I don't like snakes, but I do love you. I don't like shopping or waiting in a queue. I don't like crowds, but I do love you.
Part 6. Read and order the sentences. Which action comes first? Second? Third?
Kevin's father bought him a cat.
Kevin called his parents.
The cat's owner came to Kevin's house.
They took the cat inside.
The owner took back the cat.
Kevin saw a white cat sitting in front of the door.
They put the cat in a warm place.
Kevin's parents came out quickly.
Kevin opened the door.
Kevin's parents picked up the cat quickly.
The owner thanked Kevin's family.
Kevin's parents held the cat tightly.
Kevin told his father to keep the cat.
Unit 13. Do it carefully. Part 3. A play. Class the Duck. Duck 1, 2, 3, and 4. A narrator and a bird.
Quack is a little duck. He is also very ugly, with a big black mouth. The other ducks don't like to play with him. One day Quack swam quietly up to the other duck.
Go away, Quack. You are too ugly.
I'm not beautiful, but I'm lonely. I want to play with you.
You can't play with us. Go away quickly.
Please, let me play with you.
No, you can't. We don't want an ugly duck to spoil our fun.
I won't. I can help you do things.
But we don't want your help. Go away.
The ducks quickly swim away. Quack started to cry loudly. Just then, a beautiful bird flew down, landed quietly near Quack, and slowly said to him,
"Why are you crying, sad little duck?"
"They don't want me to play with them. They said, 'You're ugly.'"
"Don't worry. I'll help you become a beautiful duck."
"Really?"
"Yes. Close your eyes and count from 10 to 1.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Slowly open your eyes. Look at yourself in the water. You've become a beautiful duck.
"Oh, thank you. Thank you."
"You're welcome. You can go and play with them now."
"I'd rather play with you. Can you make those unkind ducks become ugly? That would be fun."
"Oh, dear Quack, that is not a good thing to do. You can come and fly with me. We can find you some other friendly ducks to play with. Let's go."
Quack flew happily away with the bird to find some new friends.
Part 4. Find the places. Here is a letter from Sally. Work with a partner.
Read the letter and look at the puzzle.
Draw a line to show where each piece goes.
Listen to Sally's letter.
"Dear Sam, I don't live in the village now. I live in a big town. There are many people in this town. My school is in the south of the town. Near the school, there are offices, shops, and video stores. A lot of students like to play football. After school, they play football in the park near the lake. But I don't like football. I go to the swimming pool near the bus station. I live far away from school. I don't walk to school. I go on the school bus. There is a library near the market. My mother works in the library. My father doesn't go to work. He works at home with his computer. On Saturday morning, I have piano lessons in my teacher's house near the hospital and the bank. Write and tell me about your town and your school. Love from Sally." Part 5. Let's sing.
Thank you.
Exercises. Part 5. Listen, color, draw, and write. 1. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Many children are playing in the park.
There is a boy sitting under the tree.
What's he doing there?
I think he's reading a book.
No, the boy sitting on the grass is reading a book quietly.
Please draw a book in the boy's hand. I think he likes to read.
Okay. Should I color it blue?
No, color it red, please. 2. Look, there are two boys playing with a football.
Yes, but the ball is in the water.
Who kicked the ball into the water?
I think it's Robinson.
Spell the name Robinson on the boy, please.
R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
Good. 3. There are two birds flying in the sky.
Yes, they are flying happily.
Please draw another bird between the bird and the tree.
Okay. What color is it?
Color it green, please. 4. There are three children fishing quietly near the water.
Yes, two boys and one girl.
Color the boy on the girl's left blue, please.
Okay. Color the boy on the girl's left blue.
Look, the fish are swimming quickly away.
Yes, I can see three fish.
Color the first fish gray, the second fish red, and the third fish yellow.
Okay, the first fish gray, the second fish red, and the third fish yellow.
Unit 14. You've got to see it. Part 3. Look, read, and find.
Many years ago, a pirate and some sailors came to an island. They wanted to find the lost treasure. They had an old map. They looked for the treasure for many days, but they still couldn't find any. They knew there was something wrong. They looked at the map and went back to their ship again. First, they got out of the ship. Then, they came to an old tree and looked for the gold around the tree. Later on, they went to a broken ship and found an empty treasure box. Next, they came to a big rock and found nothing under the rock. There was a broken bowl next to the rock. No one wanted that broken bowl. They went on and saw a big knife and took it back. They saw another tree, but there was no gold there. Where is gold? Can you tell them?
Part 4. Let's chant.
We've got to find the box.
It's behind the big rock.
We've got to open the box.
The box has two locks.
We've got to find the gold.
It's buried deep in the hole.
We've got to dig the hole.
Get the treasure and sail home, and get the treasure and sail home.
Part 5. A play. A pirate and two sailors.
Look, it's an island.
Yes, we can find the treasure soon. Here we are. Let's get off the ship.
Where is the treasure?
It must be in the treasure box. You've got to look for it carefully.
Yes, sir.
We've got to find the treasure. Listen, you go this way, and you go that way.
Hey, come here. I found a treasure box.
What's inside?
I don't know.
You've got to open it.
Okay. Look, there are some clothes. But there is no treasure.
The treasure's got to be somewhere.
Hey, come here. I found a small treasure box.
You've got to open it.
But I'm afraid.
Let me try. He opens the box.
Gold! We found the gold!
There's got to be more. Let's go back to the ship first. We can come back here tomorrow.
We found the gold! We found the gold!
Off stage. Part 8. Mini Dialogues. 1.
Oh, it's 6 o'clock now. I've got to go.
Don't worry. Please stay for supper.
My parents are waiting for me. I'm sorry. I've got to go.
All right. Come here again when you have time. 2. We've got to do our homework now.
You are right. What's the homework?
The teacher asked us to make sentences.
Now I remember. Let's do it.
3. You've got to buy a new bike.
Is there anything wrong with my old bike?
Look here. It's broken. I almost fell off the bike.
Were you hurt?
No, I wasn't.
Thank goodness.
Exercises. Part 3. Listen and tip. 1. What did Bob do yesterday?
Fred, what did you do yesterday?
I did nothing. I stayed at home reading books. Did you go anywhere yesterday, Bob?
I went to a park. We played football there.
Who played with you?
Sam and Tom. It's too bad that you were not there.
My mom asked me to stay at home and read books. It was very boring.
Next time, you come with me. It's a lot of fun.
I'm sure I will. 2. What does Jane like to play? You go to the piano lessons every Thursday? Yes, I like to play piano. Jane, what do you like? I like to play the guitar. I like singing. I can play the guitar while I'm singing. Is it easy to learn? It's not difficult. I'm sure if you learn, you can play better than me. Thanks. Maybe I can learn to play the guitar someday. 3. When does the circus start? There is a circus in our town today.
I know. There are already a lot of people there.
When does it start?
I don't know, but I heard it starts at 7:30.
It usually starts at 7:30. Maybe you're right.
Let's go. We shouldn't be late for the first part.
4. What was the weather like yesterday?
Did you go out yesterday?
No, I didn't. Why?
It rained very hard. I was walking on the street at that time.
Did you bring an umbrella with you?
Yes, I did. But it didn't work. I got wet all over the body.
I was lucky. I stayed at home watching TV then.
听力课堂，欢迎你！
听力课堂，欢迎你！
听啊，讲啊！